Welcome to HN Pod, your daily audio deep dive into the top stories and comments from Hacker News. I am Sarah.
And I am Mike. Today is Wednesday, August 12th, 2026, and this is episode 485 of the show. We are going to be covering the top stories that hit the front page yesterday, August 11th.
We have a really fantastic lineup for you today, Mike. We are going to talk about France officially banning cold calls, a very clever exploit to steal the hidden reasoning traces from AI models, a massive public health victory in England, running local AI video generation on Apple Silicon, and finally, a deep dive into why data compression and AI prediction are basically the exact same thing.
I cannot wait to get into these. Let us kick things off with a story that got almost 1,000 points yesterday. France is officially banning unsolicited telemarketing calls.
I think everyone reading this article had the exact same thought, which is, please, let my country be next. The article is from Le Monde, and it details how France is putting a hard stop to cold calling. But the Hacker News comments really dug into the logistics of this, because as we all know, making a law is one thing, but enforcing it on a global telecom network is a completely different beast.
Right. A user named Confival pointed out that telemarketers have basically ruined the phone network for an entire generation. They said they have not answered an unknown call in 10 years, and the thread brought up a lot of international comparisons. In Spain, they have the Lista Robinson, and in Sweden, the Nix Registry. These are opt-in lists where you register your number and companies legally cannot call you.
But then you have the North American perspective. Commenters from the US and Canada brought up the National Do Not Call Registry, which, let us be honest, feels completely useless these days. A commenter noted that in Canada, anyone can just pay a $50 fee, pretend to be a telemarketer, and download the entire Do Not Call list. And then offshore scammers just use that as a highly verified target list of active phone numbers.
Exactly. There was a really interesting philosophical debate in the comments about the difference between a telemarketer and a scammer. One user argued that a phone company trying to trick you into a more expensive plan is basically a first-party scam. But legally, there is a big distinction. A ban like this works on legitimate companies operating inside the country because they fear fines. But the guy calling from a boiler room overseas pretending to be the tax office, he's already breaking the law, so a telemarketing ban does not stop him at all.
It really highlights that we need a technical solution, not just a legal one. Things like default whitelisting for hospitals and utility companies, which some commenters suggested. Oh, and the political exemptions. Several people complain that political campaigns are always exempt from these bans. One commenter actually told a politician, "If you want my vote, stop exempting yourself from the spam laws." Unsurprisingly, they did not get a reply.
Moving on to our second story, Sarah. This one is straight out of a cyberpunk novel. The title is Stealing Reasoning Traces from Proprietary LLM APIs.
This was such a cool technical read. So you know how frontier models like Claude or GPT have these hidden thinking steps now? The providers hide this chain of thought reasoning from the user. Well, some researchers figured out how to extract it without even attacking the main model directly.
The way they did it is so clever. When you use an API, the provider sends back the encrypted reasoning trace so it can be passed back in the next turn of the conversation. The researchers realized these encrypted blocks are completely portable, so they took a trace generated by a massive smart model and they injected it into a weaker, cheaper model from the same provider. Then they jailbroke the weaker model and just asked it to transcribe the thinking block it was holding.
And it worked. They got the raw verbatim reasoning traces. But what is really wild is what they found inside those traces. They scanned thousands of public agent trajectories on GitHub and found over 700 distinct privacy leaks just in the hidden thoughts. We are talking API keys, passwords, personal emails. The models were thinking about these secrets, but not outputting them in the visible text.
The Hacker News thread immediately jumped on the word stealing in the title. Is it stealing if you paid for the API tokens? One user compared it to hiring a consulting firm. You pay for the final report, not the recordings of their internal brainstorming meetings. But another user argued, hey, I am literally billed per thinking token. If I pay for the compute, I should see the output.
It is a fascinating debate. Why do the providers encrypt it in the first place? Some commenters pointed out it's to prevent competitors from distilling their models. If you can see the step-by-step reasoning of a GPT-5 class model, you can use that to train a cheaper open-source model. But another commenter had a funnier and probably equally true theory. They said providers hide the thinking because the models say truly unhinged stuff while they are reasoning, and social media would just have a field day making fun of it.
That is definitely true, but it does raise a serious security point. If these encrypted traces are just sitting in web caches or databases and they contain passwords and API keys, developers need to treat them like highly sensitive cookies, not just random encrypted text.
Let us shift gears to some genuinely good news. England is set to be one of the first countries in the world to eliminate hepatitis C.
This is a huge public health milestone. Hepatitis C is a dangerous virus that attacks the liver, and it is often called a silent disease because you might not have symptoms for years. But England has already met the World Health Organization target of treating 80% of all known cases.
The medical advancement here is just incredible. Taking antiviral tablets for 8 to 12 weeks now cures over 95% of cases. The National Health Service in the UK has been doing aggressive outreach, like free at-home tests and screening people when they register with a doctor or go to the emergency room.
The Hacker News comments took a really interesting turn on this one, Sarah. Someone shared their personal story of finding out they had Hep C only because they requested an exceptionally thorough STI panel in the US, noting that standard panels often skip it. This sparked a massive transatlantic debate about preventative care.
Yes, the cultural differences in healthcare really came out. UK commenters were saying that on the NHS, unless you are proactive, you might not see a doctor between your childhood vaccines and your prostate exam in your 50s. Whereas the US commenters were talking about how the Affordable Care Act mandates free annual physicals and blood work.
But then the public health nerds chimed in. Several people pointed out that statistically, annual physical exams for healthy adults actually do not improve health outcomes much, which is why the UK system does not push them. It was a classic Hacker News debate, moving from a specific medical victory into the systemic trade-offs of national healthcare policies, screening fatigue, and resource allocation. But at the end of the day, curing 100,000 people of a deadly liver disease is an absolute win.
Okay, back to the bleeding edge of tech. Story number 4 is about H3 Metal, which is a native inference engine for running the Minimax H3 video model on Apple Silicon.
If you have been following OpenWeight AI, Minimax H3 is a big deal. It is a highly capable video generation model. But running video models locally usually requires a massive NVIDIA GPU setup. This project, written by the legendary developer Antares, brings it natively to Mac computers using Metal.
The performance numbers people are reporting are staggering. Antares himself was in the comments saying he was generating videos in just a few minutes on an M5 Max with 128 gigs of unified memory. For context, another user was running the same model through ConfiUI on an M4 Max, and it was taking an hour and a half.
That is the magic of writing custom Metal shaders instead of relying on generic PyTorch wrappers. The thread got really deep into the hardware architecture. With large language models, we know that token generation is mostly bottlenecked by memory bandwidth. But diffusion models, like this video generator, are heavily compute-bound.
Exactly. A user pointed out that the unified memory of Apple Silicon is a huge advantage here. The model weights are around 33 to 40 gigabytes. If you try to run that on a traditional PC, you need an incredibly expensive professional NVIDIA card, like an RTX 6000, just to have enough VRAM. But on a Mac Studio or a high-end MacBook Pro, the CPU and GPU share that massive pool of memory.
Someone asked how the quality of Minimax compares to proprietary models like Google Veo, and the consensus is that it is incredibly disruptive. The fact that you can type a prompt like, "A red fox walks through fresh snow," and less than 2 minutes later, your laptop spits out a realistic 24 frame per second video with lighting and physics, all running entirely offline. It is just mind-blowing how fast the space is moving.
Our final story today is a really elegant blog post from Ngrok titled "Compression is Prediction."
This one really resonated with the HN crowd. The core thesis of the article is that data compressors like GZIP and large language models are fundamentally trying to solve the exact same problem.
The author walks through how compression actually works, specifically looking at arithmetic coding. They explain how compression relies on redundancies. If you can accurately predict the next symbol in a sequence based on probabilities, you can represent that data with fewer bits. And of course, predicting the next symbol based on probabilities is exactly what an LLM does.
The article references a 2023 DeepMind paper that formally argued language modeling and compression are two views of the same thing. But the Hacker News comments were quick to point out that this is not a new idea.
a user named Farfetched brought up David McKay's famous textbook on information theory, inference, and learning algorithms, which has been teaching this exact unified theory for decades.
There was a bit of a meta debate about the writing style of the article. Some commenters were annoyed that the author presented this as a mind-blowing new discovery without citing the deep historical context right away. They felt it was written in that modern, slightly breathless developer-educator tone.
But others defended it, saying it is a great pedagogical tool, explaining something from first principles, like how to turn a string of text into a single floating point number using probability ranges, is much more engaging for a beginner than just dropping a bunch of 1970s academic citations.
It also led to a really philosophical discussion about artificial intelligence. If an LLM is just a really advanced compression algorithm, does it actually understand anything? One commenter argued that understanding itself is just a form of lossy compression. When you truly understand a complex topic, you have compressed it down to its core principles in your brain.
Right, and then someone countered that you can compress a book written in a language you do not speak, which requires zero understanding. It is the classic stochastic parrot debate, but viewed through the lens of information theory. It is a great read if you want to understand the math behind why these models actually work.
And that wraps up our top stories for today. It is always fun when we get to cover everything from low-level graphic shaders to international telemarketing laws in a single episode.
That is the beauty of Hacker News. Thank you all for tuning in to episode 485 of HN Pod. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with a friend or leave us a review.
We will be back tomorrow with more of the best discussions from the Orange site. Until then, have a great day.
See you tomorrow.